Go ahead and call the budget workshop or to order at 1800 on September 20th for the Hamburg City Council. Jeremy, you want to take it over?
So what I want to show you, you got a sheet there that shows the budget items. The things in red, either are noted that is in the 2022 budget or we purchased it or it's included in the 2023 budget. Things in black, them are things that are open for discussion. Just some major things that, you know, like I sent out an email, probably the biggest thing we got going on right now is the water tower demo, the water main improvements. I have some monies in there, as you can see. The water tower demo is about 1772.7. I'm hoping these numbers are high. I mean, ideally, you know, because they have contingencies and there's usually about probably 10 to 15 grand built in all of them. You know, that are contingencies and other items built into there. So I'm hoping that they're on the high end, the engineers. So, really, when you look at it, you know, the items that are in the budget, they're at about $42,540. That's what we have to raise. The tax levy. So we're looking at about 7 to 8% increase right now. What's in there? And then we have items in black for consideration. You know, on bottom line, what I built in is 5% wages. Amazingly, health insurance has gone down. Work comp, there's been one that's been going up. Property and casualty insurance, about 10% electricity. And what I read in that proposal we had last week was about 6.6%. And the natural gas, I'm still trying to get some numbers. There are 10% built in there, but I'm hoping that it's not some catastrophic number that I'm hearing, 30 to 70%.
Hi. You were paying the water bill? You can just slip it through the crack in the door there. Thank you.
Well, we had 40,000 when we originally did the, you know, we were doing the project here, and that's what they're figuring that is. But now you got the design, engineering fees that are included in there, and then there's a few other things that they added in that request, and it was like to get rid of the footings, to lower them 3 feet below ground or what, you know, and then if some electrical work, and I can't remember what the other thing was.
It was something with the wells too, wasn't it?
Yeah, instead of just, you know, bringing the tower down. So, but then October 4th, I believe they got to. So October 4th, they'll kind of have an idea. Fortunately, that's after we got to set the prelim,
yeah.
But that'll tell us where we come in. And what we've tried to, what I've tried to do is when we do the, like the water main improvements, and that's not necessarily saying we have to do them improvements. But what I had them do is to bid that for like next year. So at least then, worst case scenario, we have an estimate, you know, for what them costs are going to be for them improvements. So what we got going on there is there's a walkway, you know, where there was a shutoff valve. So we want to disconnect all that. We want to disconnect anything that's going to the water treatment plant, right? So we want to cap that all off. We want to cap off where that shutoff valve is, which is exposed. You know, because it just has a cover on, and we want to get that capped, cut off, all that cut off and covered, so that way we don't have to heat that, you know, heat that area, and then disconnect that building, remove all the piping and the old sand filter that's in that old water treatment building too. So we want to remove, get that out of there too. Because if we can remove everything out of there, it'd be nice for storage, whether it's the mowers or whatever. You know, we want to use it for, there's no sense in taking that building down.
No.
You know, I mean, it needs a new roof, but you know, I think we'll get that through insurance claim from when we had them windstorms. So, so it's in pretty good shape.
It's in very good shape, actually.
Yeah. So it'll be good for storage. Yeah. So, you know, with that, that was all kind of part of the project too, is to get that going. And I think Brandon met with him and talked to him too, and was talking about maybe moving that line a little more too. I don't know. I haven't seen no estimate there either. They're looking to move that line a little more in line.
Hey, Brandon, why don't you just sit in the hot seat there? Turn that mic on if it's not on already.
I can find it.
So me and Kurt went over the plan that SHE had given us, and we were thinking, you know, instead of, if we ever want to build something in that lot or, you know, whatever, instead of running the water main directly down the center of the lot, move it to the south side as close to the property line as possible. So, you know, 20 years down the line, if someone wants to build something on it, city wants to sell it, we can actually sell it and they can build something on it instead of having a huge lot that's not worth anything. But
and how big is that piece? I guess it goes all the way from to the alley.
It's got to be half acre.
It is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, that is a size. I mean, it's thin, you know, this way, but deep width wise,
but yeah, it's deep.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. You know, it would make, you know, sense if we could move that. Because say you ever wanted to build a small shop or something there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be beneficial to move that line over so you could put a garage or something there. You know.
And Brody mentioned that if we do move it over, it might cost like $1,000, $2,000 more. He was just throwing numbers out, but
okay.
He said it wouldn't be much to just change it and move it over just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Plus, if we ever wanted to use that lot, say, for more off-street parking, we'd want that line moved over. We wouldn't want it where it's at right now, because then we couldn't put the surface over the top of it. Or if we did, we could open ourselves up for a lot more cost on the road.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Officer wages for fire?
Yes.
Is there some... I see you still have the... Is that with the chief and the officers with the proposed or asked for raises?
Yep. So I have that built in for the officers. So the chief is 2,000, then the officers are 1,000 each.
And did they amend that if there was something to be done on para increase?
We have not done anything with para. Okay. One of the amendments that with para was is that, if you remember, you had to have that 5 years vested.
Mm-hmm.
The legislation got rid of that now. So.
Yeah. So.
But as far as para, they've put some proposals together. I believe that was 2 meetings ago.
Yep.
I think they've backed away from the increase a little bit. Just because I think they want the wages increase. I think that's the bigger push.
The wages?
Para. Yeah.
And that's taking the 720 off of.
And that's, yeah, I did take the truck maintenance out of there.
Then I got a question also. Do we need the $2,500 for the ball fields? Can we get by like another year? Or should we? The ball fields?
No, they're pretty low. They're pretty low. They need
just,
to be.
I'm just asking.
Yeah,
just,
they need to be crushed pretty hard this year.
Trying to.
I was gonna say if any of the fields are weighted, be the one on the east side is okay, where there's a lot of rocks in that one. But the one on this side is, I mean, 4 inches yeah. below the grass line.
Yeah, there's definitely a lip on the west side one. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, I missed it. What did you bring up?
Oh, just the ball field diamond dust, 2,500.
Oh.
Just check if we can get by a year. I'm just checking.
That might go down because they priced me at $500 a load, and me and William Mueller's talked about before. He did the math because that's what they do, and I just wanted him to calculate it. And he said to raise the ball, each ball field 2 inches, which is what we decided would be good. It'd be 4 loads, and they're $500 a load. So I overpriced it because I don't know if it's going to go up.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing, too, to look at as far as the ball field goes is that I believe that there'll be needs some of the similar material down at the Hawks field. So maybe there's a way to leverage all three fields, and maybe we can get a little bit better price. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But again, remember, as we go through this conversation tonight, I mean, this we're not setting the preliminary levy tonight.
Sure.
We'll do that next Tuesday. But as everybody in the room here knows, that the preliminary levy is the high watermark.
Right.
You know, we can always go down. And I know I've said this, many of you have already heard this before, but if we set the preliminary levy at 50% and we end up setting the final levy at 3%, we can tell everybody we reduced taxes by 94%. So if the U of M can use that, I can use that.
You know, and just another thing to note, you can see in the policing that went up, you know, about $5,000. So that was one of our bigger jumps for the year. But also with that, we'll be getting a little extra patrol hours. One thing we could look at, you know, if we want to reduce costs here a little bit, you know, is look at reducing the community service officer hours. I think we're averaging about 2.5 a week. So we could, you know, go down to maybe two hours to save a little bit of money. Trying to think any other big, I mean, I haven't, you know, and of course, always this is the big one. I mean, I don't know that we can look at reducing that yet either until, you know, all the litigation matters are resolved.
I agree. Yeah. Who knows how long that'll go?
Yeah, because you can see the last 2 years, it's been 37,000 and 44,000 in legal fees, when before all this, typically our legal fees were 5,000 to 6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave that there.
Yeah. So, so really, the one thing I'm really trying to focus in on yet is where we're going to be at for natural gas. You know, it's kind of one of my concerns. What's energy costs going to be this winter?
Just throwing it out there. I know Arlington in their preliminary yesterday put 30%, but
30% increase.
Yeah.
We get about 5% of our buildings at work.
Yeah. Fire department, really no major changes other than, as you can see here, you know, accounting for the iPads usage, which I've kind of monitored. And I think, you know, the route we ended up going where they do the sharing, it's way more data than they need, even with the sharing. So I think that works out really good. It's worked out well. I haven't heard no complaints or concerns from fire department. So as far as when you look at the billing, they're not using that much data. So,
okay.
I think we're good there. You know, property casualty, work comp, I always go, you know, a little high. Sorry, that should be 10%. And them numbers don't come in till later in the year.
Yep.
To kind of, the nice thing is both of them, I believe they went down slightly a bit for the renewal here. So you know, and they're the relief, I guess, you know, that's always an open-end thing, what the fire department wants. You know, if you want to look at me building something in, you know, like I said, we got till next meeting to look at if we want to. If you want.
I kind of might have a dumb question. I don't know. But like when there's something in the budget for, like, let's say it's training, like the $7,000 trip, if that money is not spent that year, does it roll over into that again, or does it go into like the general fund? Or
just falls back to the general fund?
Falls back to the general fund.
I was just wondering, I don't know how this all works.
Yeah. Anything that's in the general fund that doesn't get spent goes back to the general fund. The only things that stay are the ones that are enterprise funds.
Okay.
So what I can do too is I'll resend you the para info for consideration then, you know, on an increase, and then I'll try.
For some reason I was thinking
pry the chief to see is.
That's what I thought too.
That's what I heard. I thought they want to para more than.
So that's what I'll do. I'll feel the chief out to see if.
I just want to make sure. Someone said that they're talking about dropping the raises in order to compare it.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Then I'll get some clarification. Yeah, we'll need clarification on that thing.
Yeah, I'll leave that one open.
Okay. With everything you have here, or maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. I was just wondering, like, what's the levy increase right now?
You know, we're at about 7.8% roughly. So somewhere in there. And like I said, what's in red is in there. So Brandon, maybe like we had tires for the Bobcat you have on here. You got $2,000. We had $1,500 budgeted this year. So I don't know if you want to get an estimate.
I did. On, well, Bobcat or Toolcat?
The Bobcat Toolcat.
Okay, yeah. So I did get a price and I looked it up online, and it was for, I think that was for snow tires for the Toolcat. They're more of a less aggressive tire than my actual skid loader tire, because like that's made for more of off-road construction work. The skid loader tire, they wear out faster on pavement. And that was the price that Lanos gave me, and online price was right about $2,000.
What is it if you just get regular tires?
I honestly don't know.
Can you check on that to see if we'd be in budget then, or?
I know you sent an email about the hours that we have on our two mowers.
Yeah.
Sure. What's the condition of our mowers? I mean, I know that one of them has a lot of hours, one of them doesn't have quite as many hours, but what's the life expectancy based on the hours we have?
So, friends, and I called them this afternoon actually because I've been trying to juggle a lot of things, but they said that normally cities like, for, I talked to Kurt also, New Auburn, they trade theirs in probably about every 2 years or 600 hours. Sometimes I'll trade in at 500 hours, but Cranston said the same thing. Usually it's about 600 hours that people trade in cities. The older one that we have that has 1,800 hours on, if we're going to keep one of them and trade one of them in, I'd say keep the older one for dragging the ball fields because it still runs fine, and the one that's worth more money to trade it in. But if we're not going to trade it in this year, he told me that you might as well just run it into the ground because you get past that like 900 hour mark and just drops off for trading value.
Right.
Did we talk about when we, I'm guessing that it's the new mower, when we approved that, didn't we jump up to a mower that's got a 5 or 6 year
warranty?
And I thought we had kind of figured like run a warranty to warranty just for, or am I making that up? I thought there was something with the warranty and roughly how many hours we put on, and we try to run them. But I don't know. I'm not saying that makes sense, but I thought we.
Yeah, because they have like a 2 year trade program.
Okay.
Right? You know, every 2 years where they kind of
work with you a little bit.
Would work with you, and you maybe pay the inflation, you know, costs, you know, or whatever the yearly production costs increase are. But we didn't do that this last time because when we bought the mower, it had a 5-year warranty. So we were like, well, we might as well keep it for 5 years. So that was the discussion and decision that we made that time, if I remember right.
And the mower I have on here isn't zero to pull. It's a stand on zero turn. So like when you're in the bumpy field, your back's not taking all the abuse, you're standing on it, so your knees and your legs are absorbing the blunt force. And also it's called a multi-force from Toro. It's the same price as our zero turns we have now, but you can also put attachments on it. Like you could put a broom attachment on it for snow removal, you can put a plow on it, there's different attachments, they obviously cost money, but it's more, you could use it all year round instead of just in the summertime, I guess. I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I need any of this stuff. I'm just, Jeremy told me to make a list of wish lists, and I just made a wish list. And
yeah.
Well, and this is the point in time, in the budget process that we put our needs on here, or not on our needs, but we put our wants, and then that we get an idea of what worst case scenario would look like in that. And then we whittle back down to what we actually really, really need.
Mm-hmm.
And all this will do is when we set the preliminary budget, it'll just give people in town fodder to have a conversation around things based on whatever we do. It's not bad to set it high.
No.
But it's also not really great to, like, we don't need to whittle it down to what we want it to be at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. We have time to do that. We have to set it at the next meeting on the 27th. And then we have 2 months basically to get it down to where we want it to be. So we don't have to do it. I mean, I know in not this newsletter that came out today, but the newsletter that came out the other time, I'm surprised I didn't get any calls or any emails, but I had the Jumbotron in there and I was waiting for somebody, anybody. So, I mean, we could put the Jumbotron, that's 50 grand. I mean, that's,
I'm not opposed. Not that it matters, I guess, right now, but thinking back, did the commissioner have some pretty dark news about what the county, because the county taxes is what always gets people in the seats.
Yep.
They see the proposed taxes. They think it's all hammered, comes to find out it's, and it sounded like, I thought Mr. Fay said,
I think the prelim was 3.9.
Yeah. I think it was 3 or 4%.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't very high.
No,
but they have a lot of they have a lot of first time dollars.
Okay,
they have a lot of federal COVID money that they're still bouncing around with. So they don't have to. For them, they don't have to worry about having a high preliminary levy because they have a lot of first time money, one time money that's sitting in their coffers.
Okay,
much like when you heard in St. Paul earlier this year when we had $800 billion, whatever it was, more than half of it's one-time money, and they still didn't get a budget put together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
so that's why that's artificially low.
I thought he had kind of a warning, like just well, everybody's values going way up.
And then last night we had the superintendent at the Lions Club, and there's nothing coming up in the near future where they're going to be asking for more money. So we shouldn't see any increase or ask for an increase in a levy. And they wouldn't do it this year anyway. And they're definitely not going to do it in a presidential election either. Cause then there's more voters to come out to vote for or against. They'll do it in a non-governor in a non off year. So next year then would be it, but Tim said he didn't expect anything to come out.
Okay, glad I asked. I was thinking there was bad news coming on the county level.
The freezer chest for Park, $800, it's in red. Do you buy a freezer chest?
No, it's just in the 2023 budget.
Oh, where's our, oh.
And that's something eventually we probably could strip out and ask one of our clubs to buy it. Since our clubs use it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
I thought we put it in there because that one was broken and then I ended up fixing it.
So yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, with the preliminary budget, we put everything we want in the preliminary budget, and then we whittle from that. So
I'm trying to whittle already. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to. We do want to whittle, but we don't want to whittle too far on the preliminary budget. That yeah. If something catastrophic,
you can't go over the
Preliminary budget. No.
Nope. I get it.
That's why I said we put the Jumbotron in there, and then we got ourselves a nice pad.
I don't know if you guys know it. Hydrant budding, portable cordless hydrant, gate valve, that whole thing. So me and Jeremy talked about this, exercising our valves. To manually turn our valves with one person, you probably get three done in your shop. I mean, you're turning the big gate valves, you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it every year. There's very few cities that do it every year, but it'd be very nice to do every year. When we have to shut off a water main, if it doesn't work, then we got to dig it up. That costs a lot of money. It prevents that from happening because you're working the valve. Pretty much what it is it's a cordless tool that you can, they have ones you can wheel behind, or it's on a trailer and you can use that, but those are like 10 grand.
I think it might be worth checking with Rural Water to see if they
do offer a service. Kurt said that it was, he thinks it was $100 and some for a certain amount. I can't remember what it is, but that's kind of what I was getting is you have two options, you know, you can use this for two things. You can flush hydrants with it and gate valves with it.
So, I mean, I don't have any other major, you know, repairs that we've had pretty consistently lately, but almost all the roofs are done. They're getting a baseball roof too, so.
Yeah.
The only real roof that needs to be done is that little bandstand, but that I think we can get by another year on that thing too.
I got told by the insurance company when I was out with them out there not to touch that roof. Because it's old shingles and they never leak because they had too much petroleum in them. So they stuck really good. And
I don't know. Until they curl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we know how old those are? Roughly? I don't know. Okay.
I think I want to say he said 70s or 70. I don't know.
So, Council, anything else that you have questions about in regards to the budget? Anything anybody has that they want to have us consider for the budget?
Mayor and Council, just a couple things I got is some like snow tires for the skid loader. Are the tires bad on the skid loader, or are you just looking for snow tires?
Well, it's kind of a wish list item, but. It prevents you from running through your actual skid loader tires because you're on pavement in the snow, turning, spinning, and that's what destroys skid loader tires the most. And these are more of they're a bigger tire. They're almost like a semi tire, to be completely honest. They're skinnier, they're taller, they get way better traction. Like I'm talking like 120% better traction than an actual skid loader tire in the snow. And you can also move faster, you know, bigger rotating mass.
So when?
What are the conditions of the current tires?
They're newer. Okay. I don't know when they're last replaced.
Okay.
So
it's more of
a wish.
A wish. And that's on the Bobcat itself, correct?
And that's fine. I mean, it comes down to like which one you're going to use, the tool cat or the skid to remove snow.
Me personally, I thought I used the skid loader.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I've never removed snow in the field grass, so I can't say that exactly.
Like clothing allowance.
So
you want to go to 500?
Well, that what I was trying to get at there is like without writing a whole bunch of stuff is like, so when I had these shirts made and we kind of talked about like the embroidery and stuff like that for the city, who pays for it? Does the city cover that? Is that included in the $250 allowance? And pretty much I would just like a jacket for the wintertime to be covered. They're around $200. I mean, I feel like when someone comes on, it should have been a little bit more. And then after that, like maybe $150 a year after you come on to just replace a couple of shirts here and there. You know what I mean? There's a bigger upfront cost than like to get a jacket, a sweatshirt, and like, because right now I have 5 shirts.
Muslim, I would say just increase it up for now. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, obviously when you have new hires, it's a little bit different than that. I mean, we'll have at least one new council member. Hopefully that's all we have, but we'll have one new council member. So we'll have to get new shirts for that. Unless that person was a council member before, then maybe they recycle. Who knows?
The picnic tables by the hall.
Did I email you pictures of those?
No.
So they're...
Were they maintenance-free ones?
They're like the rubber-coated ones?
Yeah.
They're like they're rusting and like...
Does that material start to splinter?
I'm sure they sit out there all year round.
Yeah,
from what I was there.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah, the weather sun just destroys.
Yeah, they're sun baked really bad. I mean, I don't know if we can take a couple tables from the. I think the Lions donated the ones on at the. I don't know if we could take 2 of those and put them up there and get rid of the ones that are up. I don't know. And then put them away when the off season or
why don't you check with like by the yard at Cambria and see what they have for tables that basically can sit outside 24/7.
Jordan,
right?
Yeah. Because the tables at the baseball field, those were $800. But a lot of donations came through for that.
And are those by the yard?
Those are Cambria.
Cambria, okay.
Yeah. But they sit out all year round.
Okay.
You know, and they're, if our windstorm was any indication, they survived the windstorm when our roof didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the destructibility of them is not very well. I mean, they withstand a lot of punishment.
Okay.
And I guess too, Brandon, on the list, what are items you feel you would like to have for next year? Because I have built in the rest of the tools, various tools into the budget.
So I was just out of curiosity, do we have a fund that like every year so much money gets put in for like a truck replacement or like a equipment replacement? Or I've seen some, I don't know, with the fire departments, they have like, I don't know if it was theirs that has like equipment replacement or like, do we put?
We do for the fire department.
Right there.
I was thinking maybe we should start something like that. Like even if you put $1,000 away a year for like lawn care equipment replacement, like, I mean, weed whips and, oh, this is ours.
And then just the other thing to remember, council, that when we set our levies, something that we've done for what, 10 years, 12, 13 years. We do not incorporate LGA into our budget. And there's a good reason, in my opinion, that we don't do that is because there's a lot of cities that will incorporate LGA. And then there was that one year in what, 08, 09?
Yeah, it was when the big recession was, yeah.
When LGA did not come to the cities.
Yep.
And Jeremy can attest to this. That's the reason why the streets are like they are in Northern America. Because they put LGA every year into their budget.
And we've basically, we earmark it for capital improvements,
yep,
mainly for streets.
Yep.
And the nice thing with that is, by doing that, is the fact that we haven't had to assess anyone for street improvement.
Right. Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah. I'd like to keep that going as long as we possibly can.
That was one of the, when we did the street project on Maria, that girl that just moved in on that corner, she was like, am I going to get assessed the first like year of this year? I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. And as you can see on the spreadsheet right now, the street improvement enterprise fund is at 272 and change,
which still why I haven't added our last improvement in there is going to be a big one, right. Brad Street.
Yep.
But once Brad Street's done,
then we start building back up again. Streets
have been done in the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah.
So we should be good. Knock on wood.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that's helped the city out during this process when it comes to street improvements is when we had SEH go through and map out all our streets and then give us that plan. Like every year, here's what we're going to do, you know, and they just keep re-upping it and giving us in detail. So we have an idea already what the next 3 years of cost is going to be for streets. So we can bake that in and not have a major impact on our residents.
And I've kept that up, so I'll provide that to you too. I'll update that for the next meeting so I can show you where we at, you know, projections based on receiving LGA, where we're at, and then what we're kind of looking at a cost for Brad Street.
Just out of curiosity, looking at that, just like you're asking, could we use like the community center addition funds? Could we use that to like redo? I know me and Jeremy talked about redoing these to LED. Can we use a chunk of that to redo these to LED? Or do we have to have an electrician do that? Can I do that? That's another question. I don't know. Because there's a fine line.
There's actually a program through XL Energy if we wanted to change all these to LED.
And then the shop, I don't know who's been down there, but you can't even see in a truck when lights are on in the shop. I mean, there's very select few lights in the shop. And I'd just like, I don't know, maybe six, you know, hanging LED lights just in the main part.
Just like adding, you'd have to add the receptacles and everything.
You could get the plug-in ones and you could probably reach out because there's outlets for the ones that are up there, like on the sides of the beams right now. So that is a look at it more. But
yeah.
We'll come up with a game plan by next Tuesday and we can figure it out.
But to answer your question, I would like to see, I guess, I mean, we talked about a truck. I got two quotes. I did try and quote a 1500 too. I know a truck's not going to probably be this next year. Try to quote a 1500 because they do make plows for 1500s now because they're making them so much more heavy duty. It's not out yet apparently for Dodge or Ford. But the quote I got for a, I think it was 57,000 all optioned out or whatever, like pretty much basic. And then a regular cab, that was for a regular cab was about $2,000 cheaper.
Yeah, it was $2,000 to $3,000 cheaper. But I think one thing we got to account for, I have to do a little research, but if I remember right, when they, 5 years ago, when they got rid of the sales tax, I believe vehicles you have to pay sales tax on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
remember. Fire trucks are exempt, I believe, if I recall right. But I think on vehicles, we would have to pay sales tax. So that's another 6.5% we'd have to add.
So what do we currently have in the budget going in the equipment replacement fund? Anything?
Currently in the equipment?
No, going into it. Like, are we putting anything in on a yearly basis? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, 5,000. Okay. You'll see in the second column there.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Just unless council objects, I would, let's boost that to 10 just for now. We can always dial it back.
Yeah, I'm good for throwing that up to 10 for now.
10.
Yeah.
Good. And then just one thing, I put my emails, but just some of the things I've looked at, because I always try to look at when debt comes off, then we look at buying new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a process we've done.
That's how you got the
a lot of things, yeah. To, you know, and it's also a way of keeping the large increases, you know, at bay somewhat. But we have the streets project. Next year is the last payment on that. That's $15,000 that's freed up. And then there'll have to be some decisions made too, because the 2018 fire truck, fire engine, that's 22.8. That's on the budget too, that will come off in 2024. So, you know, you have about $37,000-$38,000 there coming off the books at the end of 2023. So that does free up some monies, but yet you might, you know, things we got to consider is new truck. Is the fire department going to be looking for a new, you know, vehicle too?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be part of the discussion too. But you do have 15 grand, you know, that would cover that new truck if we did a 5-year certificate of indebtedness. So we'd be pretty close, you know, with that 15 grand coming off street project, the 2007 street project, those monies would be available then to be used for some of these bigger type purchases. That way, you know, it doesn't impact the taxes, you know, too much.
Did you ever, did you ever get a call from Pump Works?
No.
He's covering Bruce Allen, so he's like out in the field right now, but the grinder station on here is question mark. They threw a roundabout out, like, to redo it the way it properly, the easiest way to maintain it and the way it should properly be done is to redo it to a different design, and it'd be like, they said somewhere around, and this was a service guy telling me this, so he's just not too up on the prices, but he said somewhere around $6,000, $6,500 to redo it. And I just got it pumped out the other day by Jim's Excavating, and I looked down there, the flashlight at the actual, like, structure pumps that they're mounted, and they're real rusty. We had some pipes replaced. They were stainless steel on the actual pumps, but the actual structure that the pumps are held in by are, they're getting pretty bad, but that might be able to wait till another year. I don't know, but I'm going to try and get the quote before next meeting. Okay.
Or even just if he shoots you a ballpark number that we can use.
And I don't know if Henning's got you that quote for the.
No, but I did get their bill.
That was shocking.
They're a lot better now because the kids run the books now.
But yeah, on Martha, they're still in there.
Thoughts, anything else for the budget workshop? You know, thoughts, any other considerations, anything we want to direct city staff to research before next Tuesday?
I can't think of anything.
No,
I have a list here.
Brandon, is there anything else you?
I think it's on one of your lists. It's a floor scrubber for community center. I know me and you and Greg talked about actually getting a bigger floor scrubber for the hall and putting that floor scrubber into the hall in here. Just to.
Do we have costs on what that might look like?
Do you know who we go through? I
don't know. Probably check with Hilliard out of Hodge. Hilliard, you know, Hilliard out of Hutchinson.
Okay. I guess if you want to know what my top things are, my room attachment for the food that's good order, that's for I mean, you can use that for cleaning snow and cleaning the streets. You know, I mean, obviously you have to push it into a pile and clean it up after that. Mm-hmm. But I think a gravel bucket, I think that we could rent one twice a year, and it costs $200 a year and take quite a while to get up to the price of gravel bucket lease. Shelving for shop, I just threw an estimate out there. I don't know what it actually costs for some shelving just to organize everything down in the shop so it doesn't get wet when it's put on there. And then a block off for the mower. It's probably going to be cheaper than that by around $250, $300. And then I guess I would say a new mower and a toolbox for the shop. It's like you could fit bigger tools in. And a new floor scrubber. That'd probably be my under this time. Obviously, because I know a truck isn't going to happen.
Council, anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Any of them items that Brandon recommended, you want me to add in? Or
just in my opinion, just put them all in, and then we can see what the damage is, and we can make changes on the 27th.
Okay, I'll add them in.
Then. Yeah, I was just gonna say, throw the truck in and see where we're at with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who cares? There's your Jumbotron.
Yeah. Yeah, there's my Jumbotron.
I think we should also increase the rent of the home. You see that on here as a possibility.
Oh, I thought that was.
Yeah, we can handle that in December. We took the December. That all that stuff is December stuff.
What was that? The increase.
The rent of the hall.
Increase rent.
Rents, oh. Hall rental, and any of the stuff on the fee schedule.
Yeah.
And that's all December items. We don't do that in the preliminary levy.
I know that probably doesn't pertain to this.
Because they actually have, that would help. If we increase rates, that's going to be
that's a plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
Right. But just so I don't forget, the help that when you came out, just came on and put everything. He also said that we are the last hall in existence in this whole southern state of Minnesota, or whole southern half of Minnesota, that still has off the top at the hall. He says the cost versus like how much they use it over the course of the time, nobody has found it to be profitable. They just use 2 liters or can pop at their events or bingo or whatever instead of the fountain, because the longer it sits, it only has a certain lifespan. It goes bad, and then you're stuck with the kind of like you dealt with that. But it's just something to throw up in the air and think about. And he literally said that we are the last hall that he has in the southern half.
We use it as a selling or an advertisement point?
Yeah.
Last hall. I
thought the same thing. I was like, well, maybe you should throw us some new guns for upstairs in the pizza.
If we could get it specially mixed or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's a special flavor or one off, you know. Then maybe we could. We can talk about it later.
Well, if anybody ever wants one of them cans, like milk canister cans, you can tell me this. They got it with something like that. They can tell me this a lot. You can throw them away and I'll be down here.
I just I got one more thing, Brandon, on here. If you could help clarify, wow, for the mower.
So I think that should be the point. So you can put different attachments. One attachment for plowing snow or cleaning streets or sidewalks. You can put a snowblower attachment in front of it. You can put, they actually have like a, it's called a mulching bucket. You can put, it's a hydraulic mulching bucket. So you can like, if you can't drive a skid loader or something on the grass, you can use a bucket to dump stuff and haul stuff. It's a really cool design lawnmower. I think it's been around for a couple of years, but it's just something that can do something besides mow grass. It costs about the same amount of money for the mower
obviously you have to buy the attachments for it.
And this would be something that we would be able to do with a new mower, not with a current with one of our current mowers.
Because like the current mower, the sit on zero turn. The mower that's on here is, I don't know if you've ever seen the stand up zero turns.
Yeah.
So it's a stand up zero turn, and the attachments mount to the front of it. It's all hydrostatic.
Wow, how does that? Is it really effective?
So I researched this extensively.
Versus just using the bobcat or the toolcat.
Like, maybe you can reach out to Sonny. He's got stand-ups.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering if
this is
another thing we need when we already have a toolkit, a bobcat.
Right.
And if you go to a broom, if you had a broom too, is it overkill or not? I guess that's just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, and if you like, this kind of one of them, I think we're going to get a new mower. To begin with, I'd want to stand up anyways, just to save my back and not
get council's started. Thoughts. It's just maybe one of my things. Just the dog weigh stations. You think they would be beneficial, or they would just be?
Can we use ship money for that?
Ornaments. What's that?
Can we use ship money for that? That sounds like a yeah. No pun intended, by the way.
Ship.
Ship.
Sailing.
Yes. Yes.
You kind of had your hand like this.
Yeah, I know how it sounded. I mean, I wasn't too worried about it.
I'll look into that.
Because I got to think that would be a possibility.
I thought about it, and I was thinking that everybody throws their dog waste in the trash anyways. I'm going to throw it in the dumpster anyways. Just buy the little thing with the baggie on it and mount it to the pole that's right below the trash can at the little pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Be a cheaper option, I guess. They don't need to throw up the trash can.
And if I can get one on my corner of my lot, it would be good too.
You would don't sleep.
Yeah. Now I don't have dogs. I think I have more dog waste in my corner than I had when I had dogs.
That's even better.
Yeah. Anything else, Council? Yeah. Well, then
nothing here.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and close the budget workshop at 18:53.